This is the Monday Morning Zine. Good morning. I'm Jeff Pope. Cooperative workspaces can be important alternatives to private office space and offer advantages over working in a traditional office environment. Joining me this morning here in the studio at KSJD is Donna Stewart, and we're talking about a brand new co-working space here in Cortez that she's created called Cortez Works. Donna, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you. Cortez Works is the name of the space, but I want to start sort of with the big picture of what co-working is, what co-working spaces are, and then why this makes sense for Cortez and why you're innovating and taking a risk to do that.
Well, the idea of co-working is people working independently in a supportive and professional shared space, and that's what I've created at Cortez Works. And the idea of co-working is that you can work in an office environment and you have no lease. People around the world are taking advantage of a low-cost alternative to leasing office space. If you're already working in your basement or your kitchen table, that sort of thing, you could consider working in a co-working space. They're more affordable, and the idea is that people sort of spin off each other. They make connections. It's sort of like a passive networking system.
I've been tracking this as well. And I don't think of Cortez often as sort of on par with, I don't know, Manhattan or Amsterdam or San Francisco. But co-working is a huge deal in these places where. Companies come together and these long tables and everybody's just kind of working and it's loud and your headphones are your cubicle, right?
Well, and that's often the space in a traditional office nowadays anyway. But there are over 2,000 co-working spaces worldwide now. And yes, it may be funny to think of Cortez as on par with, Berlin, Barcelona, Paris, San Francisco. But I think that co-working is a good fit for Cortez because it speaks to the resilient people that live here. And it certainly is the case that often people who live here need to have a couple of sources of income and they need to depend upon each other to make their connections for them. And although people in Cortez have been doing this for years, this provides a more formal atmosphere, and it provides Wi-Fi, coffee, and collaboration. That's sort of what goes on at the co-working space.
I'm interested. If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and my guest this morning is Donna Stewart, and she has just opened a co-working space here in downtown Cortez, just east of KSJD on Main Street, and it's called Cortez Works. You can see it in the window. I'm interested in this idea of, I don't know, you said that there's a formality or co-working already happens in Cortez, but by adding structure, that can create opportunity? Or what does that give somebody?
I understand what you're saying, that co-working does already happen in Cortez, and we see it in local coffee houses or in a restaurant or people meet up over lunch, that sort of thing. But when you give it a formal space, you allow more people to enjoy the benefits of being next to each other in the co-working space. One of the reasons why co-working is a good idea here in Cortez is that if you need to meet up with clients or if you need to get together with four or five people for an office meeting sort of thing, the Cortez Works is available for that sort of meeting. The hours that I have for co-working, we have short days on Monday and Friday, and we have networking Friday afternoon. And Tuesday through Thursday, it's 10 to 4 p.m. So I sort of feel that that encompasses the productive working day and that it would be an opportunity for someone to come in there and to enjoy having a space where they know other people, and it also relieves that sort of isolation of working at home.
Yeah, do you think people, say more about that isolation and the research that you know about when it comes to co-working and maybe even personal experience about working at home alone?
Oh, well, I can I can attest to the fact that it's very stressful to work alone at home. You put in long days and you are listening to the sound of your own voice or your own headphones, and you can get stale doing that. And the idea of co-working is, you know, we all know that sometimes you work in an office and it's too darn annoying to have other people around you, but there's a certain level at which it is a source of comfort, and it's a source of inspiration to have other people near you that are working on their projects, and you can share information. And that's sort of the basis of
like what kind of information?
Well, for instance, let's say that I'm working on a project, and it's a visual project. I'm a graphic designer. And I also do event planning. And when I'm working on something, I get very wrapped up in the way something looks, but you need feedback from other people. So it's great to have somebody who's working near you, and you can say, well, how do you think this looks, and how do you think this will play out? And that's a very valuable thing, and it makes you feel, it gives you more dimension to your workday. So I think that it is invaluable to everybody.
Dimension.
More dimension.
Yeah.
Well, everybody needs feedback to know that what they're doing isn't just in a vacuum. I mean, you know, you have your own opinions, but when you have the feedback of other people or when you have a small group of people, that's when you know that you're really hitting your mark, that you are appealing to people, that you're not getting overly involved in one aspect of your job or another. So I think that, you know, it's the essence of conversation, that sort of thing, but it's germane to, like, your work. So.
Do you think co-working aligns itself with or is made possible by the change we've seen with social media and the way people connect in ways that they didn't before, and that co-working is almost one of these byproducts, I guess?
Absolutely. It's something that, as you pointed out before, it already exists, and this is providing a formal space for it. And by doing that, I think that it will build upon itself and become more helpful for the people that are participating. I'm envisioning that the co-working space would be something like a clearinghouse of information for people who are starting new businesses, people who are entrepreneurs who just work with their own laptop at home. They will find resources and other people. It's sort of like a bulletin board. There's many iterations of this that already exist in virtual space. But this is sort of funny because you're applying an actual space. You're sort of layering it over the virtual space that's already been created by people who work off their laptops and work in virtual world.
If you've just joined us, this is The Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope talking with Donna Stewart about Cortez Works, a new co-working space here in downtown Cortez. And we're going to take a short break and be right back. Stay with us. This is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and today we're talking about co-working and cooperative spaces with the founder of Cortez Works. Donna Stewart is here. She is got a brand new idea, brand new office, brand new space for co-working in downtown Cortez, just east of KSJD. And I used it the other day.
Yes, you did.
And it was nice. Sometimes there is demand for public space in our community, and
yes,
to use it and to find a place that you can interview or sit with somebody or plug in your laptop. So Let's talk a little bit about the, we've talked about the philosophy of co-working. Some of the nuts and bolts, how do people plug in? What can they expect when they get there? What's it cost?
Well, let's see. The cost structure is that if somebody wants to just test it out for a day, it's $10 for the day. And as I said, it provides Wi-Fi, coffee, and collaboration. And if you want a five-day pass, it's $40. And a monthly pass would be $120. And I wanted to say that there is a co-working space nearby over in Durango, if people are might be familiar with that. It's called Durango Space, and it's run by Jasper Welch. And that's a wonderful space that's been there for 2 years, and he's having success with that. And I'm hoping, you know, to stir up some like success here in Cortez.
And how would you, that like success, like what, the Durango space, what would you say is successful about it? What would you want to emulate or see happen here?
Well, people come to depend upon it as a place to go to work on their businesses and also to meet up with clients. And in the case of Durango space, I mean, this is a very high level of aspiration, but Jasper Welch runs a place that is a entrepreneurial launch pad. Businesses have been started out of his space, and he is entertaining people who are innovators, who are starting new ideas and opening new spaces in Durango. Would be an ideal thing for people to get together in Cortez Works and to start one or two businesses outside of Cortez Works. In other words, to lease a nearby space or to employ some people. And that would be a wonderful incubator model, business incubator. And that is something that I think I would say that would pretty much be the goal, the ultimate goal of a co-working space, that it would launch new businesses and new ideas. And I hope to be the catalyst for something like that going on here in Cortez. One of the quotes that I really love about co-working is from Entrepreneur Magazine, and it, they say that co-working spaces create assisted serendipity. And that makes me laugh. I really like that one. But you know how it is when you meet up with people and they might say something, or they might say, oh, do you know so-and-so, or have you tried, you know, looking online at this, and the light bulb goes on, and that is something that you're trying to formalize. I mean, that does happen once in a while in life, but you're trying to increase the probability of that happening. So,
The idea of increasing probability just by a few percentages or clicks, that's actually an amazing opportunity for people. If you're sitting at home, working, or you head to the library to plug in, but you're in your own space, and I'm kind of speaking from my own experience because that's what I do, because in my own office I have to put on headphones because it's just so so open and difficult to have that time, and people work in different ways, right? So
right.
Some people really do need that quiet
some
space.
People have the discipline to work in virtually any environment, but most of us get distracted by things at home or things that are going on in the office, and this is a chance to, you know, work independently in a professional space.
How do you cultivate the ethos of working independently so that folks feel like, hey, I can get something done here, and that there's a there are some norms in the room, you know, where how people talk and out loud and how loud.
I think that has to do with like the ruling consciousness of the group that's participating, but also as the facilitator and the catalyst, it's up to me to check the levels of the sound and comfort of everybody that's involved. And it isn't a large space. It is a small space. But I believe that it can entertain enough people and get enough of a synergy going that we're going to have some success with the co-working people here.
If you've just joined us, this is The Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and we're talking with Donna Stewart about co-working in the new space called Cortez Works. Donna, let's do the exact address and the data about how to contact you. So
okay.
Cortez Works is located where?
At 18 East Main Street. We're near Market and Main, right here by KSJD in downtown Cortez. And if you come check out the space, you'll see that you'd have the advantage of being with other people and having a downtown Cortez address for your business. You would come there, and there'll be other people. You'll be able to meet clients there. And the space is also available for early morning or late evening meeting spaces. I have a couple of groups that are going to be meeting up in the evenings after the co-working day is done. And I know there's a need for meeting spaces in Cortez. We can accommodate up to 12 people. And the fee on that is $20 for 1 or 2 hours of meeting time in the early morning or the evening. And it includes coffee and water, and you would be you'd be exclusive, you know, that there wouldn't be anyone else there sharing the space with you. So it's a way to use the space in another way that is useful for Cortez.
Okay, so so it's 18 East Main, and a phone number to get hold of you, or do you have a website?
Not yet, actually. We're not up to that. Look for us on Facebook. We'll be there any moment, but and I will have a website soon, but right now, you can get in contact with me, Donna Stewart, and my number is 970-570-9972.
570-9972, area code 970. That's Cortez Works. I'm Jeff Pope here with Donna Stewart. Thanks a lot for coming in and talking about this new innovation here.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff.